Good morning, Hope College, and especially a good morning to, we have a bunch of visitors, prospective students. We welcome you on behalf of campus ministry staff. I welcome you, and we hope that someday you make Hope your place. We'd love to have you. And it's an exciting day because we also welcome to share with us today another senior witness, Travis Reith. As you know, we've had seniors share with us throughout the semester, and this morning we have the opportunity to hear from Travis. And before he shares, I would like to pray for him. So let's pray. God, we thank you for this day, this good day. And we thank you for the gift of community and of hope and for the gift of stories. And we ask now that you will come and speak through Travis and his story to us. God, we ask that your spirit will speak clearly to our hearts and our minds. God, that you will just be very present. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Good morning. Like Kate said, my name is Travis Reith. It seems like yesterday I was asked to speak up here, and it's crazy how fast the semester has flown by, and here I am now. I've been trying to figure out how to end my career here at Hope, and one thing that I had to decide was what I was going to talk about today, which was a challenge. Paul and Kate told all of us senior witnesses that we were chosen because we were from different backgrounds. This made me think about what made me different. What could I say that would be worth listening to, and how I could have an impact on all of you? I was thinking about all this when my senior seminar professor, Steve Smith, talked about how one of the greatest gifts God gives us is our story, and how we can use our stories to grow individually and together. So today I'm going to share my story of growing up as a Christian with you, and I hope you can take something from it. We'll start off 4 years ago when I came to Hope College. I thought I looked pretty normal. I was like many of us that were happy and excited to get here, and I appeared to have everything together. The truth is, though, that I wanted a lot to change in my life. I wanted a new beginning and was going to do everything I could to get it. I came here for two reasons: to be in the athletic training program and because I wanted to play baseball. Those of you who know me now know I'm no longer in the athletic training program and I don't play baseball. As a freshman, I would never have thought I'd be a psychology major, playing lacrosse, and definitely wouldn't have guessed I'd be up here talking today about what I'm going to talk about. But before we get too in-depth, I'll let those of you who don't know me in on what most people already do know. Obviously, I'm a senior. I'm from Kalamazoo, Michigan. I'm really competitive, and I love being a part of a lot of things. Some stuff I've done this past year alone includes being a young life leader, coaching high school baseball, doing special ed ministries, leading an awesome group of people on a mission trip to the DR, serving as vice president of a fraternity, getting to know a lot of you by being your health dieta, and to top it off, I decided to play lacrosse. It's really been a blessing to be involved in all these things and make my life and the lives of others better through it all. At the same time, it's also let me hide what people don't know and what for a long time I tried to cover up. It began around the time I was five and had been something that was always present in my life up until the summer after sophomore year here at Hope. When I was 5 years old, I had just become a Christian, which was also when my dad filed for divorce. Me and my two older brothers had to start going to visitation times with him. This was the beginning of the hardest part of my life and what most people don't know about me. Ever since I was young, and ever since I can remember, I grew up with an abusive father. When I was really young, I didn't struggle with it too much. I was scared and confused, but it was just a standard in my life that I lived with. Growing up like this takes away from the carefree nature of childhood and causes you to mature quickly in how you think about the world around you. While I had a loving home with my mom, and school was okay, it was still hard to keep my problems with my dad separate from the rest of my life. I thought I was good at hiding it, but apparently I wasn't, because some of my elementary school teachers noticed something might be wrong. And one day in fourth grade, I was pulled out of class to go talk to the school counselor. She asked me a lot of questions about my home life and my family. Initially, I lied about a lot of the questions she asked, but eventually she started to figure out what was really going on. It felt good to think someone might know about it. That was until the next visitation time I had with my dad. He found out that I talked and made it very clear to me that it wasn't okay to talk to anyone about it. So clear that that time in fourth grade was the first and last time I talked to anybody about it until I got to college. I decided that from that point on, I had to start living in a way so no one would ask questions. I figured the best way to do this was to be successful in everything I did, do good for those around me, and appear to be happy when others were looking. I became an expert at putting up a front at school and church to hide what was really going on, and after a while, this became less of an act and more of a lifestyle. My life as a Christian was confusing, to say the least. I went to church every Sunday and heard over and over again that God loved me like a father, wanted to protect me, and had a plan for my life. Up to this point, I was frustrated because being a Christian didn't meet the expectations of what I thought it should have been. But from what I had learned from going to church, I knew I should still trust in God and found some hope that he said he would take care of us. I didn't understand why I was put in the situation I was, but I still hoped that one day things might change. So I put my hope in high school, when I could play sports, get a car, new friends, and a job, which would all help me get away from the problems with my dad. But high school was where everything seemed to fall apart. Sports, which had become a safe haven and a release from my problems, were taken away for a year because I had to have hip surgery. By then, both of my brothers had left for college, and I became the sole target for all my father's anger. I was glad my brothers were gone and that they didn't have to deal with it directly anymore, but it was hard to go through it all alone. I would have weak moments where I would ask God, why me? Why do I have to be in this situation? But I discovered a verse in 2 Corinthians 12:10 that states, when I am weak, then I am strong. I took this as a personal challenge. I believed I could be strong enough to handle anything, and that so far I had been. My faith was not a personal relationship with God so much as it was a personal challenge and motivation to keep on living a positive life. I even thought it was better for me to go through it alone than someone else who might not be as strong. No matter how tired I got, I knew I could be tough enough and make it through. I was determined to get out of that situation and do good things with my life. I started doing well in sports again, got voted class president, got all A's, and was well-liked by everyone, and worked 3 jobs, which gave me a lot of money. I had everything going for me on the outside and achieved a life where no one asked questions. But in the back of my mind, I'd always hoped that all my accomplishments would be good enough to make my dad happy and proud enough to stop the abuse or make it not as bad. By the time my senior year came around, I still appeared fine on the outside, but was so tired on the inside. I was numb to all the pain and fear in my life, but also felt as though my hope was slipping away. I started to think that this was all my life was ever going to be. I thought I would be limited to being the son of an abusive father, alone and unhappy, but pretending everything was all right just to get through every day. I questioned if God cared about me and what it meant to be a Christian. I thought about what it meant to be a son of God and experience his fatherly love, since fatherly love was something I knew nothing about. But I still held on to the last chance I thought I had to change this for the better, college. I decided to come here because I got accepted into a great program. And even though the name Hope College was a little cliche for my situation, I was excited to come. When college finally came, things started off great. I liked my roommate, school was going well, and I still appeared to have everything together. I thought I was on the verge of getting the life that I had always wanted. But then reality set in. Living in a dorm room with a bunch of guys made me think about how they became who they were, and I wondered if I missed out on something important they all knew that I didn't. I also realized that the only thing that changed about my problems was the miles between me and them. I felt more alone than ever and started questioning God like I had never had before. I started to challenge him and to ask him where he was when I was growing up. What was he doing when I could hear my brother being hit in the room next to me? Where was he the countless nights when I was too scared to sleep or woke up in the middle of the night to my dad's footsteps at the door knowing what was about to come? Why did I have to go through it all alone in high school? And where was he now in college when I would drive home for holidays knowing it meant something different for me than my friends? But most of all, I questioned his plan. I wondered how God could actually care for me and this be the plan he laid out for me. Asking these questions actually helped me grow more as a man, and more importantly, as a Christian than I ever had before. I realized that he'd actually been there with me through it all. When I hurt, he hurt. And when I cried, he cried. And when I was angry, he was too. But when I was confused, God wasn't. See, God has intentions for our life. He intends for us to be taken care of, be happy, and care for those around us. God intends for fathers to love their kids, but we're humans with a sin nature and don't always follow what he intends us to do. But that's exactly where God's plan fits in perfectly. His plan is to work through every doubt, pain, and weakness in our lives to make us better through it all. Eventually, I learned that the verse, when I am weak, then I am strong, isn't a personal challenge, but a matter of letting God implement his plan to take control of the areas in my life that I struggle with and make me thrive through them. I understand things I didn't understand before, like how God doesn't cause bad things to happen to us to teach us a lesson, but causes us to learn lessons when bad things happen. I learned God gave us free will, which we all use to do things God doesn't want us to do. My father used his free will to do really bad things, which caused a lot of pain in my life. Now I realize that as bad as his impact was, I can let God work through me to have an equal and even greater impact on the world. But to do this, I still need to continue asking hard questions and challenging myself to strive after God. So here I am today, almost ready to start another chapter to my story. And even though it's been almost 2 years since I've had to deal with any abuse, it's still on my mind almost every day. I think about what things could have been like if I grew up without an abusive father. I wonder what I might be like now. Maybe I'd be smarter, more confident, and maybe even better at sports. I wonder how it could affect the future. Do I truly know what it takes to be a man, a good husband? And most of all, what do I do if I ever become a father? But when I question or doubt these things, I remember back to when I thought my life might be limited to living like I did in high school. And I see where I am now. You see, God is a limitless God. My dad may have never taught me how to throw a ball, but I still grew up challenging myself physically and was gifted by God to never give up and still became a good athlete. Just the same, I was never taught what it takes to be a man, but I know I can still challenge myself to be the man I want to and know I should be and can rely on God to show me the way. I know that what I hope for as a Christian is based on faith and action. We still have to make good decisions, learn from our own mistakes, and push ourselves to live a life God can use to its greatest potential. It reminds me of Steve Prefontaine, who was the best U.S. Olympic mid-distance runner ever. At the beginning of his career, he was an underdog who people said was too small and too slow to be a good runner. But by the end of his career, he had held every U.S. mid-distance record. He was often quoted saying, "To give less than your best is to sacrifice the gift." I see how great of gifts God has given me. He gave me salvation and redemption. He did not limit my life and has given me the potential to be resilient out of a bad situation. I see now what God says in Ephesians 2:10, that we are God's workmanship, created in Christ to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. That's why tomorrow morning I fly out to Colorado for a 4-day interview at a place called the Dale House. If I get the job there, I'll be living with kids from abusive homes who are struggling just as I did. I'll be able to relate to them and help them in a way I couldn't if I had grown up any differently. The bottom line is that God never promised our lives would be easy. He didn't promise there wouldn't be confusion, but he did promise that one day it'll be perfect, and even here on earth it can be worth all the struggles. It's been a really long road to take, but I can honestly say I would take it just the same because of who God has made me through it and who he will allow me to help because of it. So that's the story God has made out of my life. At first I was hesitant to talk about this today because I've gotten to know so many of you so well, but you never knew this about me. And it would have been easy to keep it that way. But I wanted to encourage you all to look around at your friends and think, do you know all you want to know about them? Do you truly know their story, and have you been vulnerable and truly let them know yours? So often we don't because we've never asked or have not been truthful. Or maybe you're like I was and don't understand where your story is going or why it has been what it has been. I want for you to understand that the amazing part about all our stories isn't always what has happened, but what's left to be written. So go out today and be intentional. Ask about someone's story and share yours. And whether you're a professor who's been here a long time, a senior about to leave, a freshman just getting done with your first year, or anywhere in between, live a life that allows God to make you strong in your weakness. Never give less than your best. Learn from every part of your story and share it as God intends us to do as a Christian community. But most importantly, live a limitless life through God. Thank you for listening to me, and go in peace.